Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Brooke, if you were in the middle of some huge scandal, do you think you would show up and face everyone, like if there was some big event and everyone would be there?
Well, that's hard because I don't go to events now and I'm not in the middle of a big scandal. But part of me is like, yeah, I would show up and I would look absolutely incredible. So I'm torn. Yeah.
It's just like Erica Jane, I feel like, showing up to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, she's in the middle of a scandalous divorce, major legal issues, but she showed up and she answered all of Andy's questions.
Yeah, I gotta say, I love these reunions. It's like the Long Island iced tea of drama where you get so much bang for your buck.
Yeah, and you're really hurting the next day, I gotta say.
Yeah, and it's not even over yet.
Oh my God, not even close. We have three more parts to this thing.
I love a four-part series.
Me
from
too.
Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, October 14th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Give me that hot sauce.
All right, Richies, it's time to let the revelations begin. So the highly anticipated four-part Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 11 reunion is on. Part one aired last night, and as is always the case with these housewives, it delivered on the drama.
Yeah, and I feel like, honestly, this is just an appetizer. Like, we're just getting there.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting a four-course meal.
Yeah.
So the bombshell trailer was no lie. Host and inquisitor Andy Cohen did not hold back. So he asked the hard questions and, I mean, let's face it, he provoked the ladies into being honest. And his main target, of course, was Erica Jane.
Of course.
So Erica's in the middle of some very messy legal trouble. Her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, as we talked about yesterday and many times before, he's most known for working on the environmental justice case that inspired the movie Erin Brockovich. Yes. And Erica filed for divorce from Tom last fall after 20 years of marriage. A lot of people believe it's a sham divorce to protect their money. Mm-hmm. And then Tom's law firm filed for bankruptcy amid claims he embezzled money from the families of plane crash victims that he was supposed to be representing.
Right. And then Erica was pulled into the financial mess when she was sued for $25 million by the trustee that's handling Tom's bankruptcy case. Mm-hmm. And all the legal stuff is pretty much still up in the air. And of course, Erica continues to claim her innocence. And because of all of this, Erica has taken a lot of heat on this season of Real Housewives for her many stories that I absolutely adore and her many excuses, including, you know, always playing the victim and talking about how broke she is as she continues to maintain a glam squad and live in a really, really nice apartment.
So obviously all of this tea spilled all over last night's reunion. Andy asked Erica directly about her current financial situation. And I mean, anybody with eyes would be like, this girl's not hurting for money.
Well, to be fair, I've been very, very poor and I had a BMW. So, I mean, sometimes you just end up with nice stuff.
That's a really good point. That's fair. Yeah.
But I will say, like, Andy never holds back. So we got to love him for that. And since her split from Tom, Erica hasn't been able to bank on his multi-millions to get by like she was before, although Tom says he's broke too now, so who even knows if that would have helped. But the New York Times reported that Erica makes $600,000 per season of The Real Housewives. Yeah. And Andy also asked Erica if the show is her main source of income now. And she was like, yeah, unfortunately it is, which is just such a dig. Like, I love that she's like, yeah, fortunately I got to fall back on this
$600,000 a season gig. My God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Andy also brought up fan requests to have Erica fired from the show. Mm-hmm. Some don't like that she may be part of this really shady embezzlement scheme, which is completely fair.
That's very fair. But Erica, of course, clapped back hard. She said, why should I be fired? Why are you presuming I've done something? Why aren't we letting the legal process play out? Give me a chance to defend myself. I'm ready for the challenge. Watch me do it. Which she does have a good point, I guess.
Yeah. I guess my thing is, like, obviously we haven't been on a reality show, but mm-hmm. why ever even talk about it? Like, why not just refuse to talk about it? And then, because I feel like by talking about it on the show, coming up with these truly ridiculous stories, she's making it a part of this show. So mm-hmm. it's like, well, that's shady. That's murky.
I don't think the other housewives would let her get away with not talking about it, to be honest, because they're always like, we're here to share our lives. So I don't think that would be possible. But also, like, they can't just fire her. I think that would probably fall back on Bravo because nothing's been proven yet.
Right.
And
right.
also, her working this job is going to get her money to pay these victims back. Like, if we want the victims to be paid back at this point, Erica needs to have a job.
Yeah, except they're going to have to get in line behind that glam squad. So even though Erica sounds like there's no way she thinks she should be booted from the show, she does admit that her lawyers are actually advising her to quit the show.
Yeah. So she claims her lawyers wanted her to leave the show because, as she said, everything can be parsed, twisted, turned, and yes, possibly used against you, whether mm-hmm. it's true or not. It almost doesn't even matter at this point. She's got a very good point there.
Yeah.
And she says a lot, like, that she probably shouldn't say, but she's so used to just spilling it all.
Right, right.
But, you know, Erica says she has nothing to hide, that she's not a quitter. And then she said, I wasn't going to run away from what's coming at me, which I give her actually props because that can't be easy.
No, I mean, absolutely not. I feel like the tiniest scandal we ever get and we're just like, we can't do anything, shut down everything, never go outside. So yeah. I props to that.
Yeah.
But Andy's not going to let this lie. Of course, it's Andy. He asked Erica if the real reason she decided to stay on the show was because she didn't have Tom's money to support her anymore.
Yeah. And Erica responded with, you know, that is more now of a consideration, which is so funny. She's like, I didn't need this stupid little show before, but now I do. She also said that when they were shooting the show, she was literally trying to survive, you know, glam squad and all. I think that means maybe emotionally she was just trying to survive at that point.
Yeah.
But who knows?
It's one of those things where it's like, obviously, everyone has their own like financial stuff going on. But the way that she presents herself does not necessarily line up with what she says all the time.
Right. And, you know, let's be honest, during the reunion, she did call them alleged victims.
Just like, the plane crashed.
Yes.
And then, because I guess her ongoing legal problems are not juicy enough, Andy then asked Erica about her current dating life now that she's divorcing Tom.
Andy honestly asked the questions I didn't even know I had.
Yeah.
Until they come out. And I'm like, oh,
I was like, of course. Yeah. What is her relationship status like?
Yeah. So Andy was like, what look are you going with tonight? And Erica's like, hot, single, really simple.
Yeah.
And then Andy asked her like what she's looking for in a man. She didn't have to think about this one. She just bluntly said, somebody with a big penis. I would like some hot sex. This is such an Erica thing to say, I feel like. Right? Like, she's the Samantha of the group.
There's no other way to interpret this, right? Like, she's been missing something, right? Is that what this is? Like, I feel like I heard that and I was like,
ooh, okay, oh, I dig at Tom.
Poor Tom. Tom's really getting hit from all sides.
Yeah, wow. Poor Tom.
You're right. I don't feel sorry for him at all. So, obviously, Erica Jane is the reality TV gift that just keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are, of course, other cast members. It's not the Real Housewife. It's the Real Housewives. And they know how to stir things up as well. And Andy made sure to give them their moment as well.
Of course. So we learned that Sutton's boyfriend broke up with her over Valentine's weekend. Very romantic stuff.
So expensive. I get it.
Yeah. She was.
I mean, it's
apparently
terrible.
Right. It's terrible. But like, you know, she said she was devastated, but it's OK now and is currently dating. Mm-hmm. And then Erica Jane, of course, was like, who are you dating? Like, I noticed Erica had to get involved in everything during this reunion. Like, she couldn't just stay quiet.
Especially when she's taking up so much of it already. Like,
I know.
Let other people have some time.
Like, if I was involved in a lawsuit, I'd be like, thank you for talking to someone else. Like, I need a break.
Yeah.
But not Erica Jane.
Yeah. We also got a taste of the Garcelle-Lisa beef, which started back in season 10 with former cast member Denise Richards.
Yeah. So Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa Rinna were longtime friends before being on the show together. But then in season 10, Lisa accused Denise Richards of lying and gaslighting. And then Garcelle defended Denise, which did some major damage to her friendship with Lisa. Mm-hmm. And they've never really fully bounced back from it. They pretty much just stayed in this weird, like, frenemy zone for all of this past season.
Yeah. So Garcelle is the first Black leading cast member on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And when the discussion turned to race, things got pretty heated. Last night, Garcelle said to Lisa, someone told me that you said that I should have never brought race into this show, that this show is not that kind of show. And that really bothered me. Lisa, of course, demanded to know who said it, but Garcelle wouldn't offer up a name. Lisa also completely denied saying it, saying that she'd never say that, and then scolded Garcelle for not coming to her directly about it.
Right. And she also did not let Garcelle off easy. She said, you have it out for me and I want to know why. Garcelle came back with, I don't have it out for you. When I heard that, that pissed me off. Eventually, Andy was like, I don't know where you two go from here. For now, the two agreed that they wanted to move past it. Lisa, you know, got up off the couch and went to sit next to Garcelle, which provided one of my favorite moments of the reunion when Dori whispered, she just wanted to show off her outfit. Like, can they just not be catty for a sec?
Like, no way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, they hugged it out. Garcelle was like, what am I going to do? She's right here. So I don't know. Good for them. But I don't see this. I don't see this holding strong for the next season.
No. I mean, that doesn't resolve anything. Like walking across stage. I don't know. So obviously we are fully here and grateful for part one of the reunion, all the glam, the drama, the hard questions, and the honest, for the most part, I feel like, answers. And the best part is we still have three more parts.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I'm so hungry. Feed me, Andy Cohen. Feed me.
And we know there's so much more to talk about. So I don't know, Brooke, what do you think? Any bets on who we're going to hear more from?
I would definitely assume it's one of the housewives for sure that we'll hear from.
Whoa. Is that what we call a hot take?
Yes. But, you know, they're going to weave in the Erica Jane throughout all parts.
The whole
let's come
thing.
Back to you, Erica.
Yeah. I'm holding out that there's going to be some huge, like,
bombshell?
Sitting on this bombshell. Yeah.
I hope they bring out one of the plane crash victims.
God.
That.
And then
would
she's
going to
be like
TV.
Alleged victim.
Right. Put that under their name on the screen, please.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.